The Burt Show.
All right, Terry here's got a problem, and this one hits right at my soul because this drives me crazy. Parents that feel like they can come into your life and then leave and then come on back when it's convenient for them. I think that's where we're going with Tara. Hey, Tara.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so what do you got going on here?
So I wanted to ask for some advice. I'm not sure what to do. My dad has been kind of in and out of my life since I was four, since my parents divorced. And so I'm getting ready to graduate college next month in May.
Congratulations, by the way.
Yay. Oh, thank you. My dad kind of, like, I'm trying to build a relationship with him, and he kind of assumes that he's going to come to my graduation. But I feel like, you know, the people that have been there for me and are closest to me should come, which is my mom, my stepdad, and my grandparents. I only have four tickets for my graduation, and so I don't know. I think my grandparents would understand if I invited him instead of them, but I don't want to do that. That kind of would break my heart. So I don't know what to do.
Okay, so this one right here is very emotional for me because I've had parents that have done this pretty much my whole life. And as a parent now, it hurts more because it's so unfair. It's so unfair that any parent can decide, you know what, I think I'll be a parent this week, but then I'll bail for a month. And then when the big occasions come up, I'll just show back up. It's super unfair to be put in that position. If your grandparents have been there for you the entire time and your stepdad has been there for you your entire time, I understand the conflict that you're going through, especially when you want to build this relationship with your dad. And I've said a million times on this show, there's always a gravitational pull to your family, even if they're treating you like crap. So the desire will never go away. But your dad has earned your apathy about this situation, right? So you are in this situation because of your dad, not because you were born. Just remember that, okay?
Okay.
I feel like this event has to be the big slap in the face for him to get the point that his behavior isn't acceptable. So I know it's going to be incredibly uncomfortable to have the conversation and to have to tell him that you don't have enough tickets for him to come to graduation. But I think it's a great segue for you to be able to open up the conversation of, here's why. Like, you think that this is acceptable behavior as a dad, and it's not. These are the people that have stood by me for the last 4 years, and I think they deserve to see me graduate and accept this diploma. And here's every reason why I can't offer you one of those tickets. And hopefully that's enough for him to get the point. He'll probably have a very visceral reaction. No clearing that. But I definitely think that this is an opportunity for you to let him know how you feel.
Mo, this is a good question for you because you've had a complicated relationship with your dad as well.
And I've been in situations similar to this one. But to be honest with you, I never felt guilty about the fact that my dad might not have earned the right to be in situations because, as you mentioned, that's not my fault. I mean, the reason you're graduating is because you did the work. You put in the time. You earned this. And I feel like graduations, weddings, those types of things, you earn the right to be there for people in those moments. And I don't think it would be fair to your mom, your stepdad, or your grandparents to not be there to watch this because they earned that. So I don't think there's anything wrong with just being honest with your dad and say, hey, I have four tickets. You know, these are the four people that I have coming right now. I'll do my best to try to get an extra ticket, but I'm not certain that I can. And that's just the way it's going to be. And you're not responsible for his reaction to that the same way you weren't responsible for his actions that led to this point.
Yeah, I'm in agreement with everything everybody's saying, Tara. The people who have been there and supported you throughout your entire school careers are the ones that deserve to be at your graduation and who you deserve to have there. I commend you for wanting to build a relationship with your dad. I hated when I read in your email that you sent us that not inviting him will have a big negative impact on the relationship you're trying to form with him. That's not the case. Not inviting him isn't what's going to affect the building of your relationship. His actions and his past actions have caused this negative impact on your relationship. So it's not going to be the graduation. The people who have been there for you deserve to be there, and he's not one of them.
My heart really does hurt for you in a case like this. Is you know, and you're gonna want to compromise, which I don't think is a bad thing in a case like this. I think that, look, you got four tickets. The people that have been in your life and helping you through life should celebrate graduation because you have worked so hard in it. But maybe you invite him to go out and take you out to a dinner after graduation so you guys can spend some one-on-one time.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
My heart breaks for you. It really does. I'm sorry you're in this position. I'm sorry any parent that puts any kid in this position. And just know that your feelings are super, super valid. And if your dad doesn't respond calmly and in a way that you were hoping he does when you tell him, look, I only got a couple of tickets, that is not on you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Enjoy this time in your life. This is a good thing.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Aww.
Bless your little heart. When we take those calls, I have to, like, just not be pissed.
I know.
I do. I gotta just, like, shut it down. It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.